Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? I hope the best for you. I'm Ahmad and welcome to episode 4 of One Happy Podcast. There are many volunteers on Lesbos. They came from different countries around the world to help refugees. In this episode, we spoke with one of our volunteers at One Happy Family and asked him about his experience.
Right up. I did this interview for 5 minutes and then I'll be good. Yeah. Hello, my name is Sam. I'm 25 years old and I'm from Dublin in Ireland. But currently living in France. And I've been here in Lesbos, in Mytilene, for the last two months. Yeah, I'm volunteering in One Happy Family. And I'm the coordinator for the adult school and also the coordinator for the youth group that's just being set up at the moment. I've got a lot of, I feel a lot of things. I feel quite sad, I'm actually kind of, I don't really know how to feel really, to be honest. It's been such an amazing experience and such a difficult experience and just all the different emotions that come with this. And now I'm just trying not to think about it really. And then I'm going home in a few days, going to be with my parents. So I'll probably just be with them for a while to try and relax after this. But yeah, I don't know, I feel quite strange. Well, for example, something funny at the moment is that I'm in charge of making the youth group space, and I have never built anything in my life. I can't even change a light bulb. So it's pretty funny getting, because the kids, the teenagers, are helping me do it, and most of the time they're laughing at me because I don't know how to put in a screw or a hammer or a nail. So it's actually quite funny every day working with the kids. I suppose, there's obviously every day you hear sad stories and you see horrible things, really. Well, not horrible things, but you see people that are suffering a lot. And what I find the most difficult now is that, seeing as I've been here for 2 months, I've started to understand more. I've started to understand more the different problems that these people face, and I've started to understand more how difficult it is, for example, to get healthcare, to get psychological care. How difficult it is with the lawyers, in terms of how difficult the language barriers are. So it's just the more and more difficulties that I see people having is actually the thing that's making me feel more and more sad about the situation. Donate to One Happy Family. No, I don't know. I think everyone should try and it's not really been in the news recently about any of the problems. Can you not just stay? nothing's been I feel in the media, the publicity, and it hasn't really been in the media that much, the thing that's happening, but in Lesbos, there's a boat arriving every single day, and it's just not in the news. And a few days ago, there was a boat that capsized. It wasn't I didn't see it in any news. So I think people should just try and, the responsibility of people here, volunteers here that go home, is to try and keep on talking about it and keep on getting this message across and keep letting people know that these people are still here, suffering, and there's still lots of problems here that's going unnoticed, really, in Europe. To be honest, I'm not free until next summer, but I would definitely try and come back next summer. To One Happy Family as well, to this community center. That's what I'm saying to everybody here is that I'm they ask me if I'm coming back, I'm yeah, I'm gonna come back, but I really hope I don't see you here. So yeah, hopefully I'll see no one. Hopefully I have no friends when I come back. That's my goal, no friends at all. Thank you very much.
Emerance, you work with OHF and you know a lot of volunteers and you talk with them, you work with them. What do you feel about them? What do you think?
I think first I admire all the volunteers because I think it's not easy to leave Javier's country and come here in Lesbos, particularly in One Happy Family, to help us refugees. I think it's not easy. And then when you see someone that have lived his country, his family, his friend, his study, everything, just to come here to see how it works, I think it's a big encouragement that they have to give to them. I really admire them for doing that. And for me, sometimes it's difficult to spend time with them, and that at the end they have to leave is so difficult.
Do you know Sam?
Yeah, of course I know Sam. Okay. I also think that I have good time with Sam in the coffee. And he was really funny. Apart from coffee, we also have good time outside and so on.
Okay. Do you know this is the last day of SAM today?
I'm so sad because each time I see Sam is really funny for me. He always makes me to laugh, and I think it's so sad. That's why I say working here in One Happy Family is good, and at the same time it's sad because each time you have to say goodbye to lovely people that you have a lot of good time with them, and almost it's always sad. There are some people that I cry when I see that they are leaving. It's so sad to be seeing all those good people leaving every day. It's so sad. I always cry.
What do you want to say for Sam if you can't see him and if you can't say goodbye to him? What do you want to say?
I will tell him that I will miss you so much, and thank you for coming, and I hope one of these days we are going to meet somewhere.
Thank you so much, Imekons.
You're welcome. Thank you too.
And now I will introduce you to one of our projects at One Happy Family.
My name is Hugo, and I am from Switzerland in Geneva. And I arrived last week with three of my friends, and we do a pottery workshop here in One Happy Family in Lesbos. Our project is a pottery workshop here in One Happy Family. And we have bought some clay to make pottery. We have bought a kiln to warm the pottery and make different things. We can make sculptures, we can make pots, we can make plates. It's like free of will. Anybody who comes, any person in One Happy Family who comes, can create what's in his mind and what's it's highly. The idea of this workshop comes from an association in Switzerland called Solidarity. My friends Munir and Elise and Lucy already have done a workshop of art in a refugee camp, but it was near Athens, and they made paintings, different kind of paintings last year. But this year we have made some fundraising and had some money in Switzerland, so we bought this kiln in order to construct the stuff. A nice thing about coming here in One Happy Family is that the atmosphere seems good. I think they respect people. They don't treat people like objects or just go to the food and go to the next step and do this and do that and not giving them any will. I think with the drachma system, the people receive a bit of money and they make what they want with it. They can save it to buy stuff. I think it's really important to responsibilize people because like this they have the feeling that they can choose a bit. They can act on their will. So it's not like they're always obliged to do the same thing. They have a choice of activities and they can choose to do this or not to do this. So I think it's one really good thing about One Happy Family.
Welcome back. Now time for a bit of comedy about our volunteers.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. What's your name?
Bamboo.
Ah, that's such a cool name. Tell me, where are you from?
Congo.
Oh my god, I love your country. It's so beautiful. I really want to go.
Afghanistan.
Oh my god, I love your country. It's so beautiful. I really want to go.
Syria.
Oh my God, I love your country. It's so beautiful. I really want to go.
Iraq.
Oh my God, I love your country. It's so beautiful. I really want to go.
Cameroon.
Oh my God, I love your country. It's so beautiful. I really want to go. How long have you been here?
I've been here about 1 month.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that. Oh my God. Wow, so you're very new here. It must be really difficult. I think that, yeah, you'll be okay. You just need to drink some water.
I've been here about 1 year.
Oh my God. Wow. That's a really, really, really long time. That is so long. Oh my God. Are you okay? Like, do you feel okay? I think, like, you know, I think you'll be okay. You just need to drink some water, you know? Just hydrate. It's good for you. So tell me, what was your profession in your country?
I was a doctor.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's such a great job. That is super, super hard to do. And also, like, you must be really talented. And I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. I'm jealous. I wish I was that profession.
I was a shopkeeper.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's such a great job. That is super, super hard to do. And also, like, you must be really talented. And I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. I'm jealous. I wish I was that profession.
I was jobless.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's such a great job. That is super, super hard to do. And also, like, you must be really talented. And I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. I'm jealous. I wish I was that profession.
I was president.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's such a great job. That is super, super hard to do. And also, like, you must be really talented. And I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. I'm jealous. I wish I was that profession.
Where are you from?
I'm from the United States.
Oh, really? I really love your country.
I'm from Germany.
Oh, really? I really love your country.
The UK.
Oh, really? I really love your country.
Switzerland.
Oh, really? I really love your country.
Canada.
Oh, really? I really love your country. Wow, let's take a selfie.
Oh yeah, sure, I love selfies.
Can you take me to your country?
Thank you guys. This was episode 4 of One Happy Podcast. At next episode, we will have a special comedy about Drachma. Be tuned with us. Goodbye.